Prayana Veda Tadidam no Mahajanoyam. Mahajan means Manadi, Manu Atri, Manatri Vishnu Harita Jagavalku, the founders of so many Smriti school. They do not know anything about this Bhagavat, that is Nirguna Dharma, pure Bhakti Dharma, Shuddha Bhakti Dharma. Why to speak of ordinary persons? Degba Vimohitamati. The Maya Devi has benumbed them, their understanding. But the Maya Yalam, Tajjang Jari Kritamati, the Trigun, Sattarajatama, Trigun, tied, tight by these three ropes of Sattarajatama, Madhupushti Daya, and they say, utter so many sweet words to the unfortunate people. Good or bad, papunya, all this, everything is futile. In the long run, no value they have got. No eternal value. What is the time now?
5 to 10. 5 minutes to 10.
To 10. So I may stop to leave. Yeah. Do you follow? Not clear.
Yes.
Yes? Yes. Take him again. Gold, holy gold, gold, holy gold, gold. Suradhani Tiro Yo. Govinda Das Vaishnava Kavi, where Mahaprabhu is walking through the banks of Ganges. And wonderful golden Kalpataru means the tree which can give us whatever we desire, that is Kalpataru. Whatever is wanted from it, it gives away immediately. The golden Kalpataru is wandering as if on the banks of the Ganges, and the whole environment has been enlightened. There is a flow of luster around Abhinavahima Kalambataru. But looking at him, it seems, it appears in the heart of the devotees. Who is moving here? Infinite magnanimity. Kalpataru. Whatever is wanted, he gives at once. Infinite magnanimity, and throwing his laughter all around, is moving here on the banks of the Ganges. Abhinavahima Kalpataru Sanjaru Suradhani Tiro Yo. Kashiram
Das.
Kashiram Das kahe sune punyavan. The author of Bengali Mahabharata is Kashiram Das. He is the famous Kashiram. On the way to Katwa, there is a village named Shingi. Shingi, there was his birthplace, Kashiram. Rabbi Ravindranath Yudhajai is him. He Kashi Kovisha Kudeturi Punnava. You have got a good prestige in the line of the poets of Bengal. Kashi Ram Das. Kashi Ram. Kashi is a noted place for Shiva. Shiva worshippers. And Shiva himself, he is a devotee of Ramchandra. And it is mentioned in the Puran that whenever anyone dies there, Shiva comes himself to him and puts the name of Ramchandra in his ear. Helps him to go towards the feet of Ramchandra. Shiva himself gives the name of Rama. And Rameshwar in the south. Two sort of interpretation. Ramchandra says, you are my Lord. Rameshwar, Shiva, you are my Lord. And Mahadev says, Shiva says, no, no, you are my Lord. Rameshwar, Yashwar, so Rameshwar. That is the interpretation of the Sanskrit word. Rameshwar means Ram is the Lord of whom? He is Rameshwar. No, no, Rameshwar, Ram's Lord. Ramchandra says, Ram's Lord, you are. But no, no, no. Ram is the Lord to him. He is Rameshwar. You are my master, my Lord. Rameshwar. Ramchandra came here to play the part of unknown self externally, without self-consciousness. In Nisimha Avatara, in the time of Prahlad, when he came out from the pillar with a violent sound, violent sound. At that time, perhaps one Brahmin lady, she was with full-grown child in her womb. The child slipped away suddenly from that sound, that rolling sound. She could not tolerate, and some convulsion in her body, and the child came out. So the Brahmin gave a curse. Whoever is cause of this untimely birth of my child, must lose self-consciousness. That was. And missing on the then next came Ramchandra as without self-consciousness. He did not, the inner heart, he knew whatever, but he played the part of a self-unknown man. So Ramchandra Naradido, he, as if he does not know that he is the supreme entity, that consciousness set aside to give respect to the words of the Brahmin. So here he worshipped Devi and worshipped Shiva, all these things. We see from in his character, conduct. Rameshwara. Rameshwara. She is very fond of Ramanama, Sri Mahadev. And in his jurisdiction, whenever anyone dies, he comes there himself and puts the name of Ram to his ear. And of course he attains Vaikuntha Aridhya Ram, Hari Ram. Kashishwara Ram. Kashishwara Sheep Tashishwara Ram. Kashi Ram. Guru Uttama, another. To whom Guru is the Uttama Utkrishta. Excellent. Uttama. Uttutkrishna Nam. Tama. Superlative degree. Guru is very, is the highest to whom is Guru Uttama. Not that he himself is the highest type of Guru. Not that many. That ordinary comes that. Guru Nang Uttama. There are so many Gurus and he is the best amongst them. But Guru Uttama Das, is it all right? There is most superior Guru who gives Krishna Bhakti or Mahaprabhu Bhakti. Of all the different types of Gurus, that Guru holds the supreme most position. And he is Dasa, he is servant, Guru Uttama Dasa. Guru is Uttama, to him he is Guru Uttama. Guru is all in all. Holds the best position. The supreme position in his heart is Guru. Is Guru Uttama. That's Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Gaur Hare Gaur, Gaur Hare Gaur. Then, who has got any question?
There's questions from the Prapana Jivanamrita.
Yes.
In the fourth chapter, there is a sloka by Raghunath Das Goswami. Now after the sloka, you have also given a Bengali verse. Maybe that is by Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Krishna Varta Bina Ana Asat Varta Boli Jana.
Krishna?
Krishna Varta Bina Ana Asat Varta Boli Jana. Shai Vesha Ati Bhayankari. Is that Bhakti Vinod Thakur's writing? Is this Bhakti Vinod Thakur's poem?
Yes. What is other than Krishna, Bhatta, not in connection with Krishna, you know it for certain that is of sort. That is unnecessary to you. You know it for certain that what is not, have no connection with Krishna, that is bad. That is bad, of sort. Non-existent. No, it's for certain. That is the criteria of Asat. To you, to a devotee of Krishna. Whatever has no connection with Krishna, that is that. And he has been given the name as Vesha, the prostitute. What is the function of the prostitute? He enters away. The mind towards her direction, to charm. By her charm, he wants to entice one's mind towards her. So, that is like Vesha. He wants to keep away with, from Krishna. So, don't hate him. Hate him. Learn to hate him. Whatever is not in connection with Krishna. We are concerned exclusively with Krishna, sent person. So any deviation you consider like the hateful prostitute. Asat Bhatta Bodhijam. Sai Vaishyavati Bhayankari. And she has her dreadful aspect. You must be aware. I warn you. Uti Bhayankari. Then, Mukti Name Sardulini. And there is another tiger, that is called Mukti. She will devour you like a tiger. Your self-consciousness, your individual consciousness, will be dissolved in coming in his connection. He will devour you. Mahaprabhu already told in Chaitanya to find Jajagar. Like a Jajagar, what is the big serpent? What is the name?
Python.
Python. Python. He will come with his mouth open, mukti, and will devour you wholesale. That is mukti, sajitya mukti. You don't want to go that side. And here is a mukti bagra. The tiger will come and it will up. So mukti, mukti and asad bhatta. Both sides being full of danger, and you must be careful very much about them.
Then he says, Taru bhai tyag koro, mukti kata parihara.
Mukti?
Mukti kata parihara.
Both sides, both aspects, both alternatives, and give up it altogether. Then?
Lakshmi pati rati rako dure.
And another warning. First, this charm of the transient world, asat bhatta. And the second, first, the charm of exploitation. And the second, the charm of renunciation. And the third charm yet remains for Lakshmi Narayana, for inclination towards busy bhakti, towards scriptural devotion, law, power, reverence, all these things, gauram, maryada, respect, give up all these also. You will have to, if you want to come to Krishna bhakti, only spontaneous, but automatic, no consideration of any law, or any society, or any power, or anything else of the type. Spontaneous, automatic, innate, actuated by love. No law. The source, the propensity comes. The fountain of energy is only love and nothing else. If you like that, Krishna bhakti is of that type. Even Narayana bhakti you have to set aside, because there is that busy, there is the scriptural dictation, and there is all reverence, power, grandeur, all these things. Don't seek any grandeur. It is very plain. It is the jungle, the flower, the tails of the peacock, and some other humdi, and the, which is available in the forest. Simple things. Be trained to adore them, and not allow yourself to be attracted by any grandeur. The diamond, the gold, that's a respectful situation, all these things. The homely, simple, almost a jungle life, so plain. Plain living. Try to adore that of Vrindavan. Very simple and plain. No show of grandeur or anything like that, splendor, anything like that. Oishyajya. Lakshmi pati roti rakha dure. Sri roti parvala hode parabhvame debe phede. You have got least attraction for the grandeur and plunger, then you will be cast down into the plane of Parabrahma, in the sphere of Narayana. You won't be able to maintain your high position in the plain thinking and the land of simplicity and homely atmosphere. What a bummy day we had. Then
Braje Radha Krishna Rati.
Braje
Radha Krishna Rati. Amula Dhanadha Ati. Tai Tumi Bhajo Chiradin. Then Rupa Raghunatha Pai She Rati Pratanai A Bhakti Vinod Dinahin.
My honest request, if you want to keep your mind really in the service of the holy feet of Radha Krishna, then these are your necessary precautions. Precautions are given in this way, don't misunderstand it. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that this we can get only by the grace of Rupa Raghunatha. So I pray fervently for the grace of Rupa Raghunatha. Keep me steady, fixed in this idea of simplicity and the grandeurless service and that of Radha Govinda, Radha Krishna. And the all reverence or the mukti or the exploiting tendency and may not divert my attention any day. This is my prayer to Rupa Raghunatha, my Gurudev. Gauri Hari Gaur, Gauri Hari Gaur. This is the highest attainment of our object of our life. Nidhahai Gauri Hari Gaur, Nidhahai Gauri Hari Gaur. Hidati Prabhala Hare, Parabhvane Deve Phede. Dai Dai, Vashma Japure. Radio Tarikada. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol.
Kashiram.
And then?
Gurutam.
And he?
Mukundamala.
Mukundamala Das.
Yes.
Mukundamala. What is the meaning of Mukunda? Muku. Da. Mu means mukti. Liberation. Give the affix.
Liberation.
Mu means mukti. The seed of mukti, the word not coming in my mind. Mu, mukti, repentance, mukti, ku, kutsit, which makes the mukti look awkward. Ku means ku means bad. One particular thing which can show the liberation as awkward thing, muku. And that thing can give, who can give that thing, he is mukunda. Muku dadati, ya. So mukunda, mukung dadati. What is mukung? Now that thing which can blame, which can show the awkwardness of mukti. That thing is prema. And who gives that, he is Mukunda. And Mukunda Mala, Mukunda Mala Stotra, that Yamuna Acharya Stotra, no, Kulashekhar Stotra, that is known as Mukunda Mala Stotra. Mukunda Mala. Mukunda kiss as his garland, that Stotra Mala. So many gems in the garland, and Mukunda adored that, he said. person around his neck, Mukunda Mala stood. And the devotees are very happy to see the Lord with this Mukunda Mala stood. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. He died. So is he?
Same.
Just
move a little closer.
Come from there, here. Change your position. See how helpless am I. Disturbing you. In a causeless manner. Gold, holy gold, gold, holy gold, gold, holy gold. He died, he died.
Do you have any questions? I always understood that renunciation means to utilize everything in the service of Krishna. So, especially in the Western countries, there's very much opulence. So, many times this opulence is utilized in Krishna's service to attract the living entities or people to Krishna consciousness. So, in the midst of all this opulence, it seems almost like a paradox to live a very simple life, because this opulence in the West especially means, brings a lot of complexities, a lot of entanglement with the material world.
This is individual case. What is Vairagya? Vairagya, though there is a general law, but still it must be applied in individual cases in different way. What is Vairagya to another? What is Vairagya to Ramananda Rai? That may not be Vairagya to Raghunath Das. Ramananda Rai, he can handle the most tempting things for the service of Krishna. He has showed his ideal in that way. But that is not to be accepted a general direction. And Raghunath Das, he has showed the extreme abnegation, very strict. That is not possible for an ordinary soul. So, the general rule to renounce everything, that is not Vairagya. A real Vairagya is to handle everything for Krishna. But in a particular case where that is not possible, that will tempt his own self towards that, he will try to be aloof and indifferent from that sort of handling. As much as he can manage, he will do. Suppose rich food is necessary for great labor for the service. Some sort of rich food, some ghee, milk may be necessary. If we are to labor much for the service of the mission of Krishna. But if one is a patient, he cannot digest milk, what should he do? Then he do accordingly, and he must be satisfied with that sort of service. So general law as well as special law for the individual, which we have to adjust according to our capacity. The highest law is that don't leave everything, anything, but try to utilize everything for his service. That is the highest law. You are a servant, you are to serve, and so many objects through which you are to serve, and it does not behove, look well, that you will be tempted So, what will to be offered to Krishna, seeing that you will be tempted to use it for your own pleasure. If it is so, you are not a standard servant, sadhita. The highest type of servant, he will handle everything for Krishna. But he won't feel any tendency to exploit that and enjoy that. That is the highest standard. Then, but if one is not in that highest plane, then he will adjust accordingly, so that he may not have to be entangled in the land of exploitation. At the same time, we should be careful that we may not enter into the group of renunciationists. That this is bad, that is bad, everything is bad. Bad because I cannot utilize them in the service of Krishna. I am disturbed, so I think this is bad, this is bad. That hateful temperament, that is also dangerous. So renunciation is bad, exploitation is bad. To use everything for the service of Krishna, that is the highest model, but we must adjust ourselves so that I may not be entangled into that accordingly. Am I clear? No.
Yes, very clear.
Individual case should be different according to his own capacity. But the highest ideal, to utilize everything, nothing is bad. Everything may be utilized in the service of Krishna. If we can do that, we are the real servant, real sadhita. But if we are unfit, the enjoying spirit comes in the way, that will be bad. I shall try to avoid that. And at the same time, I shall think that there is nothing bad in that thing. It is the bad thing is in me. So that is not hateful, and hateful environment is not to be hated. The hated thing is within me, and that must be eliminated. Then I will be Vishram Purna Sukhayati. I shall see everything is meant for Krishna, and I am also meant for Krishna's service. Until and unless I realize that sort of position, I must be careful in discharging my duty towards my Lord. That I may not tamper on the way, may not be a thief. So, carefully I should handle, thinking that it is meant for the service of Krishna. And when that day will come, when I will feel enjoyment, that seeing that everything is for Krishna, and my inner enjoyment lies only in that stage, in that feeling that everything is mine. Just as a mother, she may not eat a thing, but she feels pleasure feeding her child. Feeding her child, she feels pleasure. So, but one who loves another, he rather gives thing to him or her and find pleasure, rather taking it himself. So it is possible. Krishna sukhe suk. By seeing the pleasure in Krishna, we would be happy. That should be our model. We do not want any independent pleasure for us. But our quest will be always to draw pleasure from the pleasure of Krishna. Serve Krishna and I shall find that he is happy, then I will be happy. My happiness will be dependent on the happiness of Krishna or Kashna or Vaishnava. Krishna or Krishna's sadhvitas. That should be our ideal. Our happiness will always we have try to have the source in the happiness of Vaishnava and the Krishna, and not independent. That should be the position, safe position, happy position, and that is normal. And this is all abnormal. To exploit a thing, to try to enjoy a particular thing, and otherwise to cast it off hatefully, that it will cause injury to me. Both this is artificial. Only natural, that the happiness of my master will sustain me, my happiness. That should be the normal position. Krishna sukhe sukhi, guru sukhe, Vaishnava sukhe sukhi ao. We should be happy looking, pressing the happiness of a guru, of guru, Vaishnava, Krishna. That happiness would be purest happiness, pleasure, that pleasure. Krishna sukhe sukhi, the happiness that depends on the happiness of Krishna and his own. We are safe there, and we have attained our best position. Otherwise, independent search or gratification, that is condemned for a Vaishnava. Always in an organic whole, and the center will be our life of attention, everything, the center. And the near connected with the center. That will be the quest of our all goodness.
I have another question.
You are quite satisfied, no?
Yes.
Here. But we hear and hear, and then we shall realize, come to realize.
Another question. Question is in the standard set by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a sannyasi. We see that in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Lord Chaitanya would not even associate with Maharaj Prataparudra because he was a king, someone who was involved with women and wealth. So we see, this is along the same lines, that these things are great obstacles on the path of advancement, associating or with people who are very much entangled with women and wealth. So also, again, in the West, there are many people who are very much, who are very wealthy, who we are making an endeavor to preach to. To what extent should we preach to these people?
What does he say?
When you ask a question?
Param digamishu bhavasagarasya sandarsanam visainamata yoshidamcha hahanta hanta visabhukkhanakru pasadam. That is the problem. And we are asked to wander door to door, and even to see the prostitutes also, and try to help her, the risky position. Mm. What is the justification? Yes. Is it?
That's the question.
Is it you want?
That's the question.
That is the question. That is also that individual case. If one is continuing his own bhajan individually in a secluded life, he'll be very careful of that. But this is, as I told beforehand, just before, keep up the danger, avoid the danger to keep it on the distance, but no solution. The final solution is be to handle everything for the service of Krishna, the highest type of vairagya is there. But that also will depend upon the individual capacity. You will meet, you will learn, you have to be sincere first. Then you will go to give something to others. Krishna Kirtan. You will give, Krishna will be with you, and your earnest desire will be always to give Krishna to him and not to take his worldly things in return. That will be the main object. You won't accept it. But still the money and other things what you take on behalf of Krishna, you will connect with the Gurudev, Sadhu and Krishna, and you will be the mediator, generally. For the final solution, this is necessary, that when the soldiers will always not be kept within the fort, be posted within the fort, that is very safe. But soldiers must come out and work, wander throughout the length and the breadth of the country. And then the safety of the land will be proved. Solitary sadhana, that is, when one is a sadhaka, when he is leading his individual life, he will be very careful of that. But when under the guidance of a great propounder of the Lord, who is empowered and has delegated power to give something to the world, and as his agent, we can approach one and all. And there also, individual question, if one says, I feel much disturbed to approach the women, by approach the sick, then he should inform me to his master and ask, what should I do? Should I approach to them? I feel so much weakness. There are so many diseased patients, and the nurse and the doctor should approach them for their healing, for the help of those patients. But if any particular soul, he has got some weakness, should I venture to nurse a TB patient? I am so weak in health. Then perhaps the agent, the master will say, no, you are so weak, you should not go to attend that particular type of patient. Another man will go. I will send there. Such arrangement may be made in particular cases, individual cases. But generally, the solution is only there. To approach everyone, to approach everyone, and also to be able to pass all sorts of variegated temptation, that I must have to see that it is not for me, it is for Krishna. This practice should be effected in any and every corner of temptation. And without that, the solution is not complete. The complete solution requires that we shall try every point of temptation, and I try to find out that this is not a ghost, but this is my friend. The apprehension that is a ghost, he will come to attack me, that must be cleared. He is my friend, he is not the ghost. So, as you did, I feel some individual temptation, my weak points is there, so that must be solved. Until and unless that is solved, and I am incomplete. But that must be solved, that the highest point of temptation, that should not tempt me, it is for Krishna. Otherwise, I am imperfect. I am imperfect. I am not a reliable servant. I am a traitor. I have come to serve Krishna, but in the meantime, I take it in the midway. So, in order to become a bona fide servant of Krishna, it requires that I shall handle everything and I shall feel pleasure. Oh, it will, it is so good, it will produce pleasure in Krishna, in Gurudev, in Vaishnava. Such faithfulness we must have to acquire. And only for fear of